It's rock-a-doodle. Okay. I was told we have been ready. They were waiting for us. We'll go ahead and call the committee to order. The secretary will take the roll.
Chair Jones.
Here.
Vice Chair Homeland.
Here.
Vice Chair Regeer.
Excused.
Vice Chair Cheetah.
He's here.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
Here.
Representative Bartel.
Here.
Representative Beatty.
Here.
Representative Fuller.
Here.
Representative Garner.
Here.
Representative Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Hopkins.
Here.
Representative Keene.
Here.
Representative Keough.
Here.
Representative Kerr Carpenter.
Excused.
Representative Mercer.
Excused.
Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Nave.
Excused.
Representative Patelis.
Excused.
Representative Reed. Representative Rickey.
Here.
Representative Schillinger.
Here.
Representative Stuart Paragoy.
Excused.
Representative Vinton.
Excused.
Representative Windy Boy.
Excused.
We have a quorum present, Mr. Chair.
With a quorum present, we are ready to do business. We have one bill to work on this morning. It's Senate Bill 297. We did come together and do some preparation for this meeting, which we'll discuss soon. Let's just go to work on 297. Vice Chair Homeland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 297 do pass.
Senate Bill 297 has been do passed. There is an amendment. Vice Chair Homeland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recommend Senate Bill 297 be amended with SB 297.2.3.
Okay, you've heard the motion and the amendment. Senate 297.2.3 is in the paper before you. I'm going to have Ms. Johnson summarize some of the changes that were made to 297 from the version 297.2.2 we discussed Friday. Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. So if you would turn to page 2 at line 7, there is now a definition of frontier area. If you go down a little further on line 18, we have a revised definition of underserved area. It means an area where any of the delivery points have no access to broadband service offered with a download speed range of at least, of less than 100 megabits per second and an upload speed of 20 megabits per second or less with low latency. We also, on page 2, lines 22 through 24, have a revised definition of unserved area, means a project area where at least 10% of delivery points have no access to broadband service or have no access to services operating with a download speed of at least 25 megabits per second and an upload speed of at least 10 megabits per second with low latency. All right. If you go to page 3, another revision is the last sentence. Let's see. It starts midway on line 2, that a request for proposal may be canceled or any proposal may be rejected in whole or in part when it is in the best interest of the state. And that's a standard provision for proposals with the state of Montana. All right. If you would then turn all the way to page 5. This is at lines 22 and 23. A broadband service provider that has timely submitted a proposal may submit to the department a challenge. So this is making sure that somebody, anyone who is challenging a proposal, also made an initial submission and responded to the initial proposal. All right, turning to page 7 now, at line 22, we've made it clear that both local governments and or a school district may contribute or needs to contribute to a project relative to the amount of funds received from ARPA. And on page 7, subsection B, this is at line 25, another consideration is whether the proposed project area is frontier underserved unserved or underserved, with frontier and unserved areas receiving the greater weight. So we're now including frontier in that language. If you would go to page 9, at the top, This is lines 3 and 4. We have subsection L. Another thing that is considered is the number of Montana jobs that the provider proposes to create or maintain relative to the population of the region where service is proposed. On page 9 also, at lines 14 and 15, there's a new subsection 6 that frontier areas will be considered for services to the extent terrestrial service is economically viable. And that is it for the changes made to the amendment.
Okay. These changes were made relative to the requests that came out of this committee with at our Friday meeting, so that discussion on the amendment. Vice Chair Cheatham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did the term terrestrial receive an adequate definition or vetting of definition? Because that was something that on Friday was discussed in a certain group, but I don't recall there being any kind of conversation about how that term is defined. I presume I know what it is, but I presume it had gotten my hat handed to me before, so I'd rather have clarification.
Ms. Johnson, definition of the word terrestrial.
I would say on the earth. this is basically, I believe, is making taking satellites out of the picture. It has to be on earth, this broadband service.
Okay, additional questions? Additional discussion? Vice Chair Caffarel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'll be voting for these amendments because they put in place many provisions and policies that are important, I believe. And I think the bill lays out a really good process that's fair to all Montanans across the state. Concerns that I had prior to the amendments were that this that the process would benefit urban areas. I know I'm from an urban area, and so this may sound odd for what I'm about to say, but I was really concerned about rural areas not having a fair shake. And there are rural areas that during the pandemic, it was clear, had no access to service or shoddy access to service. And that impacted telehealth, which was really important and implemented and now will continue telehealth, particularly for people that have mental illness, unable to access the services they need. Second, it really impacted the education of our children K through 12 as well as higher ed. And so I'm not talking about the person that lives on the hill and makes the choice to live on the hill and has to depend on the government for fire services and internet. I'm talking about farmers and ranchers and generations of kids to come, hopefully, that will have access to the internet that they need to get educated in the same way that children in urban areas and will have access to health care in the same way that people in urban areas have. And so many of the provisions that were put in place have made the process more fair, I believe, to all Montanans, which is really important. It's a tax investment. I'm grateful that I'm grateful to President Biden and Senator Tester for bringing this money to us. And so thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll be voting yes for the amendments.
With that minor political statement in there.
Chairman, I am a Democrat.
Yes. With the minor political statement in there, is there additional discussion on the bill? Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm still in the questioning phase, I guess, and my question is on page 7, line 22, where some weight is going to be given to local government and school districts for the amount they contribute relative to their federal funds. And I can see that as a nice thing sort of in a positive sense, but what if we have a provider who wants to put up the 20% and no local government has any money left over? Are they going to now be sort of downgraded because of that? Perhaps they've used money for a water sewer project. They have no money left for broadband.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hamilton, we all make choices. And so anybody, we all make choices in what we prioritize in this. And so just like the state has some limited funding and is hoping that this funding can be extended by folks making choices. Local governments have choices and providers have choices. And so the commission is going to be empowered. There's no requirement there has to be a match, but obviously if there's a place that has of equal ability with a better match, they indeed could be downgraded.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chair. And then let's see, I'm back to one of my previous questions from Friday, which is on page 4. Line 2, where a provider pays a minimum, I assume a provider or could be anybody, minimum of 20% of the project costs. But I'm still left with my same question, which is when the project is done, who owns the asset? Was that addressed in here in some way, or
there's no government ownership of assets? The assets will all be owned by the private company doing the work.
Wow. Minor political statement.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, I would take Representative. The motion and I would call for the question.
Well, thank you. You're welcome to the promotion. Question has been called for. Roll call vote. Or are we okay with a voice vote on this, or do we want to roll call it?
They're saying roll call.
Roll call vote.
Vice Chair Holmlin.
Yes.
Vice Chair Regeer.
Aye by proxy.
Vice Chair Cheetah.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
Yes.
Representative Bartel.
Yes.
Representative Beatty.
Yes.
Representative Fuller.
Aye.
Representative Garner.
Yes.
Representative Hamilton.
Yes.
Representative Hopkins.
Aye.
Representative Keene.
Yes.
Representative Keough.
Yes.
Representative Kerr Carpenter.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Mercer.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Moore.
Yes.
Representative Nave.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Patelis.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Representative Rickey.
Yes.
Representative Schillinger.
Aye.
Representative Stuart Paragoy.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Vinton.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Windy Boy.
Yes.
Chair Jones.
Yes. That looked remarkably like a voice vote. That being said, passes unanimous. Am I correct? All right. So we do need to move the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 297 to pass as amended.
Okay, I guess that attached the amendment. Now the bill's moved as amended. Can we do a voice vote on the bill as amended?
Yep.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there opposition? Seeing none, without objection from the proxy holders, the bill passes unanimous. Okay, so that 297 is on its way. We need a little bit of business cleanup here as well. I don't know if we'll be back in again or not. It appropriate seems to always end up coming back in for something. But at this moment, make sure you get your proxies in as soon as possible so we can get this bill on the floor. So if you're a proxy holder, get all your proxies in as soon as possible so we can take care of this bill on the floor. And our carrier of this is, you're carrying it, Representative Hopkins. Representative Hopkins is the bill's carrier. And so is there anything else for the good of the order yet this morning? Okay, nothing else for the good of the order. With that, then we are adjourned.